You know, we all speculate about how things were done here in all these asylums. We have all these horror stories in our mind.
Do you have horror stories in your mind when you think of the Traverse City State Hospital in the 1950s? Well, a newly republished book offers something different. From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in Northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. Jack Kirchhoff grew up in Traverse City, and he remembers walking past the state hospital as a kid.
How many times I had scampered up that driveway with my gang, fearful yet curious. How many times we had wandered outside the bleak tower-top buildings that had iron bars at the windows, and shouted at the men and women behind the bars and giggled over the obscenities they tossed back at us.
That's a passage from Jack's memoir, How Thin the Veil. In 1952, the tables were turned, and Jack found himself on the inside of the old hospital. But here's how he got there. Jack was a reporter for the Traverse City Record Eagle, the Detroit News, and later, the New York Times. He got married and had two daughters. In the 1940s, Kirchhoff's life started to unravel. First, his wife passed away. Then, 8 years after that, his 25-year-old daughter died.
Then he started drinking, tried to commit suicide.
Dave Page gives tours of the Grand Traverse Commons, which used to be the state hospital.
So he came up here to Traverse City and self-admitted to get some health, spent 45 days here, and kept a daily account of life here.
It wasn't as bad as he'd imagined as a kid. Jack ate meals with friends in the cantina, smoked cigarettes with doctors, and attended a dance. He also met a patient named Susie, and they fell in love. In his book, How Thin the Veil, Jack writes about a conversation he had with a doctor. He told him how much he appreciated the hospital and staff. The doctor replied, "Nice to hear that. People outside get some strange ideas about state hospitals. They don't know the real conditions, of course, and believe everything they hear."
Overall, How Thin the Veil reveals the humanity of the institution, of the workforce and the patients, and what they're trying to accomplish here.
That humanity came from Thomas Kirkbride, a psychiatrist from Pennsylvania. Kirkbride had asylums all over the country, including the Traverse City State Hospital. Dave Page says that Kirkbride's philosophy centered around three words: beauty is therapy.
So they hung their head on this very simple philosophy. If we just expose these people and surround them to natural beauty, and also beauty of the architecture, you can see from this room here, it's a very beautiful space, that we'll find a path to healing.
Each patient had a room with a window. They could go outside, work in the gardens and farm fields around the campus, things that would help them stay active and mentally engaged. How Thin the Veil was originally published in the 1950s, but went out of print and in the public domain. Doug Weaver is with Mission Point Press out of Traverse City.
One of the things that we see as our mission at Mission Point Press is to, when we can, help celebrate Traverse City history.
Doug says you can't appreciate what is now the Grand Traverse Commons until you recognize the reason the buildings were built in the first place.
What's fascinating about Jack's account is the humanity that still was there. And I think if you do read up on this particular state hospital and how it was operated, it was considered a very humane place, all things considered, for that day and age. If you had mental illness, they tried their best to do the best treatment for you.
As to what happened to Jack Kirchhoff after those 45 days inside the state hospital,
you know, it's not clear what happened to him. You know, we understood that he moved out to California over time, and he actually died just 6 years after his departure from the hospital while in Tijuana. We don't know why he was down there. He might have been on vacation, whatever. We don't know the circumstance of his death.
And there's going to be a book launch for How Thin the Veil at Kirkbride Hall next Thursday, January 26th. You can hear plans for a state hospital exhibit and enjoy a reader's theater performance of a portion of Jack Kirchhoff's book. For more details, go to our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for listening this week. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.